This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Etopia Media's Entertainment Technology World. We're about to speak now to Stefan Raleigh, who's the Technology Project Manager, Digital Cinema with T-Systems, and his associate, Joe Bruggen, who is the head of Digital Cinema at T-Systems. Welcome, both of you, to Etopia Media's Technology Entertainment Technology World.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Yes, hi. The reason I found out about your availability here was because I saw a press release that said, T-Systems launches one-of-a-kind end-to-end digital cinema distribution system, new digital cinema platform unveiled in Hollywood. That's tomorrow. Tell us about this event first, and then we'll talk a little bit about the technology involved.
Well, that's absolutely true. We like to show Hollywood tomorrow the end-to-end solution from T-Systems.
Right.
Give me a little bit chance to have a background for this.
Right.
All in all, we've been here in last December and made a presentation, a technical presentation from our development we have so far. And during this time, we said we will come back to show you an end-to-end solution. That means not only to show you the in-house solution for theaters in future on digital cinema, we also want to show you the complete digital chain, what we can offer. That means we can show you the equipment you need in our digital factory for the management, for the NetKey license management, for the playlists, and so on. And we can show you the distribution platform we have already. And, of course, we can show you the latest development on our server, which is very close ECI-oriented.
Okay, now I know I read somewhere in an announcement about the event that due to the rainstorms, SBC would not be able to provide a certain element, and it was going to be a kind of demonstration without some of the content. What can you tell me about where that stands now?
Well, be honest, I can't comment something like this because I'm not involved in all these things which happens here in the U.S. The only thing I can say at the moment is that we have already ordered everything in time,
right,
in Germany for the U.S.
Right.
And, well, at the moment, we have this terrible weather conditions here in your country and
right.
All these circumstances. Yeah, where the problem
in any event,
we can't find it.
Right, but in any event, there's going to be plenty there for people to see and learn about. There's no question about
yes,
that.
Yes. Nevertheless, we sent out a mailing where we try to explain the situation we have at the moment, and we can't change the situation.
Right.
The latest news we can say is that we have already installed the line between Germany and one of our pops here in Los Angeles at the Pacific Television Center.
Right.
This line is you are absolutely in a good time, more or less since 1 hour it's ready to go.
Right.
So the only thing is missing is the last mile, I will say. The last mile means from this television center to the Pacific Theater.
Right.
This line is not in time, but nevertheless, tomorrow the audience will see how our system is working. We have so-called Plan B with us.
Right.
And nevertheless, we can show all the workflow steps who are necessary in future for digital cinema to get a movie from A to B.
Okay, well, then that'll be great. Before we go more into the technology of your system, could you talk a little bit about T-Systems as a company, what its relationship to Deutsche Telekom is, and what relation, if any, sort of as a cousin it has with T-Mobile cellular phone service?
Yeah, okay, so that's the moment I can introduce my boss, that's
okay.
Joe Bruggen.
Okay.
And he can give you an overview, what is T-Systems doing, how is the relationship to Deutsche Telekom, and what is T-Mobile's role all in all in this.
Good.
That you get a better understanding what this so-called, I remember this nice name, giant Deutsche Telekom in the Daily Variety.
Right.
So we can explain it. And,
right.
Well, I give the phone to Joe.
Okay. Don't go away yourself, of course.
Yes. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi. You can hear me pretty well?
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Good, I can hear
you.
you too. Okay, so you're Stefan's boss, and you're the head of digital cinema at T-Systems.
Yeah, okay, so I will to give you a little overview.
Please.
How T-Systems is organized,
right.
Or where T-Systems is organized. T-Systems is a part of Deutsche Telekom, nearly the same than T-Mobile or T-Online or T-Com.
Right.
So there are four entities under the roof of Deutsche Telekom.
Okay, and what does T-Systems handle as a company?
Yeah, T-Systems is handling all the business the system solutions for the big customers.
Right.
And that meets all in all IT and broadband-based technologies.
So in fact, this digital cinema platform is a subset, is part of the work you generally do to provide businesses with IT platforms to do whatever they need to do.
Yeah, that's correct.
So this is a specialized system for Hollywood applications.
For the complete cinema chain, not only for Hollywood, but especially we are talking with Hollywood because here is the motherland of the film.
Exactly. So either could you or Stefan or both of you together give us a general introduction to the end-to-end nature of the of your system? Does it have a name, by the way? Is it just called the T-System solution, or does it have some kind of a brand name?
No. Yeah, the actual name at the moment is Digital Cinema Global Network.
Okay.
And
Digital Cinema Global Network.
That means an end-to-end solution.
Right.
Which consists of at the moment one international connection from Los Angeles to Frankfurt.
Right.
Where our factory is based and our uplink services are based, and the next step is our factory solution, which is responsible for the complete digital workflow of distributing and delivering films to cinemas.
Right. Now, does this... sorry, one second. Does this system just work for distribution, or is it also usable by people doing production of films to get dailies in and out of studios or whatever, or is it only for distribution of finished films?
Yeah, at the moment our platform is only for finished films.
Okay.
On the other hand, sure, we are looking for solutions in the contribution part. That means the part you've spoken about, the production and post-production.
Right.
But this is the step we want to do next.
Okay. So what you're going to be demonstrating tomorrow and what you have to offer now is to allow studios and independents who have produced films to distribute them and display them in theaters with an end-to-end digital solution.
Yes, and that under fully control of the rights and use of the film. This is a very important part for the studio side, so that they know every time what is going on with their content.
Exactly. Now, I had a long conversation yesterday with Walt Ordway, who's the Chief Technology Officer at the Digital Cinema Initiatives, LLC, organization,
yeah.
And we talked at great length about what they're doing there. How does what they're doing there relate to what you're doing with your solution for digital cinema?
Oh, that's very simple and easy. T-Systems is not so stupid to work for themselves and alone.
Right.
We are still in discussion with all important organizations. That means DCI or the European Digital Cinema Forum,
right?
And other ones who are involved in finding a standard for digital cinema.
Right. Now, is there a European equivalent of the DCI here in the U.S.?
Yes, that is the European Digital Cinema Forum.
Okay.
There are three different groups: one for content, one for the technology. And one for business modules, also for the commercials.
And what do you know about the relationship between the European DC Forum and DCI here in the U.S.? Are they working together to have a global standard, or are they working on different standards?
Yeah, sure, they're working together, and it's really funny. The EDCF is just at the moment here in Hollywood to visit the studios and the other important groups to discuss with them for the future of digital cinema.
Okay, and your solution from T-Systems, I presume then, is compatible with both the European and the U.S. standards as they now exist or are projected?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. T-Systems is responsible for one of the technical groups within the EDCF.
Right.
And we are also involved in the MPEG Interop group here in Hollywood. So we are a piece in the middle.
Right. So
moderating the European and the U.S. interests.
Right. Exactly. Like the connection between Hollywood and Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Are the parts of your system then interoperable according to those standards with other companies? If somebody likes a projector from Sony, but they want to use a key from your system, are these all going to be interchangeable, or does someone need to buy something from Sony or buy something from T-Systems in order to make the system work?
No, but we're still working with all important companies like, for example, Barco or other ones,
right,
to find out the technical level where we can work all together, so there is an understanding of all technology.
Right. Okay.
And that has to be, because the cinema owner has to be in a situation that he can buy things he like from which company he wants, and can be sure that it is all working together.
And, okay. Yes,
but
right.
This is just on a discussion level.
Okay.
Not on a finished level.
All right. Let's say I'm a major studio or an independent production house with enough money to do this. And I've acquired your system. What am I going to do first to make my film, which is now on, whether it's just on a digital master or whether it's in film, what am I going to do first to use your system to distribute it digitally?
He has to do the same then to you if he wants to use other platforms.
Right.
It has to be a digital release.
Right.
And so that it can distribute it in data packages.
Okay. And
that's all.
And what's going to be the role of the Digital Cinema Factory to in the process?
The Digital Cinema Factory is a server farm.
Right.
Or if I can say so.
Right.
And there are different rules to handle the digital workflow.
Right.
As you know, there are content owners, rights owners, distributors, cinemas, in a form like subscribers and all this.
Right.
And the factory is set up also with the management software system to handle all these important steps. To see who is the content owner, who is the rights owner, where you want to distribute, where are his subscribers, and send out the content to the cinemas.
So now your integrated system is going to handle all of the management of all of those processes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
what's
the role of? There's a reference in this press release to Texas Instruments CineLink Security Management. What's the relationship between Texas Instruments and its product and your overall integrated solution? Where does that fit in?
At the moment, the situation is that if you want to present an executable solution to the cinema market, you have to integrate CineLink and CineCanvas from Texas Instruments.
CineCanvas is also from Texas Instruments?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And that's an image management system. Is that what used to be called a projector?
No. To make it simple, it's for subtitling, watermarking, fingerprinting.
Oh, okay.
To say it in an easy way.
Oh, okay. So the security manages access, and the CineCanvas image management system manages the content that's being.
Yes, correctly.
Okay.
And there is another important part, that is the connection between the server and the projector.
Okay.
To make this way sure also.
Now, does your system involve these projectors, or is it just compatible with other people's projectors?
No. We're working on together on technical basis with the projector manufacturers.
Right.
Even with these companies which have integrated CineLink and CineCanvas.
Okay.
It is important because you have to be sure that there's a communication between the projector and the server.
Exactly. And now you say that this supports 2K DLP, or digital light processing.
Mm-hmm.
There's another level called 4K.
Yes.
Does it now, or will it soon support 4K DLP projectors?
Yeah, it will support in the future.
Okay.
If there are 4K projectors available.
Okay, and the last element of this is is something called Astra European Satellite Service. What's their role in all of this?
Yeah, I think it's clear if you want to distribute a film to cinemas, you have a lot of possibilities, but
right.
the easiest may be distribution via satellite.
Okay.
Because you can cover a big area, and actually we cover Central Europe, and that makes it very easy to distribute films to European cinemas.
Okay. Where is the evolution of digital cinema in Europe now compared to where it is in the United States?
Yeah, I think we're a little bit behind the U.S.
Okay.
in Germany and Europe. But at the end, we are all on the same level, and it depends always on business models from different companies who want to help digital cinema get reality.
Right. Now, when I spoke to Walt Ordway yesterday, he was talking about who was going to finance the acquisition of all the equipment that the exhibitors are going to need. Are there any models? And he talked essentially about that the studios will need to pay the exhibitors in the rough area of $1,500 per film to give them money that they're going to give to the banks or the other people who finance the acquisition of the equipment. Is there a different model for Europe, or is that what you're going to be involved with generally, or what's the story for the business model to pay for the upgrade to all of this equipment?
Yeah, the T-System is offering their own business model on this part.
Right.
We don't believe that there in the first steps and years there is a situation that the studio side have a lot of money to invest in technology.
Right.
And on the other hand, the cinema owners are in the same situation.
Right.
Most of them have not enough money to invest.
Right.
So T-Systems is offering a module which helps both sides. So for the cinema owner, we offer to get a server technology free of charge, only for a really little service flat rate.
Right.
So he has not to invest into the servers.
Right.
He only has to look for acceptable projector, which will be a 2K projector, I'm sure.
Right.
If you want to show Hollywood releases.
Right.
And therefore, we offer him a leasing module, so that makes him very easy to get a projector. So that is a situation which helps also the studio side, because in this case, we can set up interesting numbers of cinemas within a short time.
Right. So do you see the exhibitors, given these models that you're using and the ones that Mr. Ordway talked about, are they really eager to do this? Are they reluctant? Are they in a wait-and-see attitude? Where are the exhibitors, if you can say that, or their national organizations?
Yeah.
How avid are they to get involved here?
Yeah, that is always the same question, and I have to give always the same answer. At the moment, we are not discussing this directly with the cinema owners, because
right.
we first want to make sure that there is a general understanding on the studio and distribution side, so that we can say to the cinema owner, okay, the hen and egg problem is cut. We are able to deliver content,
right?
So the cinema owner can be sure that there is no misinvestment.
In other words, that one investment is going to be all they need to make, and that everything is going to work together, so that they won't have to have multiple systems.
Yeah, they only have to look for the projector.
Right. Okay.
But these modules, to make it clear, these modules at the moment only working for Germany and Europe.
Okay.
So not yet for the American market.
Oh, so tell me what it is that works in Germany that isn't ready for the U.S.?
It's not ready for the U.S. because we want to do the first step in front of our door.
Right.
So we started there first.
Right.
But the next step is, sure, that we want to look if we can transport such a module to the U.S. But this is a really a bigger organization project.
Right.
So we decided to start that first in Germany and Europe, and to look how successful it will work.
Okay. Is there a timetable that you have for Germany and the rest of Europe, and then for the U.S. at this point?
A private one, but that helps nobody.
Oh, okay.
No, we said, okay, we want to start directly, we want to start this year.
Right.
But this depends understanding of all participating parties.
Okay.
Including the cinema side.
So people who want...
We are ready to go.
So people who want to see digital cinema would be advised to fly to Germany to see it before they can see it in the U.S.?
No. I don't believe that, because the film starting point will already always be first in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
after weeks in Germany. So.
All right.
In America, there are also a lot of digital cinemas, so the
right.
people can look here.
Okay.
No problem.
Why don't we wrap up by you sort of addressing the issue of the value proposition for the studios, for the exhibitors, and if there is one, for the moviegoers, of moving to digital cinema. What's the advantage of doing that? Who's going to benefit? How much are they going to benefit by the transition to digital cinema? And do you see it as essentially replacing a film in a certain number of years?
That's a not easy question.
Right.
Sure. The cinema visitors will have a new look when they watch a film.
Right.
Because the picture is in another way than today.
Right.
That could be, or should be, the point for them that they can watch a film at any time and it still has the same quality.
Right.
For the cinema owners, we have to see what they can do in the future with the digital equipment. Even for the studio side, there will be a producing process without break to other medias.
Right.
And that will shorten the time maybe to produce a film and to bring it to the market nearly to the same day or within a week in more countries than today.
Right.
That are the good points which digital cinema will bring out.
And for this, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, but a complete replacement of analog film through digital cinema, that will take time a little bit.
Okay. Finally, why don't you say as much as you'd like to about the event tomorrow in Hollywood, where it's going to be, when it's going to be, who's going to be there, who's invited, and that generally, so that people who listen to this tonight on Etopia Media mm-hmm. will be able to
yeah.
Find their way there tomorrow if they're interested.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. So I have to say it's not a public a presentation. It's a little bit more than private.
Okay.
Because we invited especially people from the studio side and from Zenti and all the important organizations which have to tell us how the digital workflow should happen in the future.
Okay.
And therefore, I'm sorry.
civilians are not invited to this, as we call them here in Hollywood. Civilian, not people outside the industry are not...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
maybe next time.
All right. Well, that sounds fine. But possibly we can have some more information about it after it happens and tell people what
sure.
What happened then. Okay.
Yeah.
That's about it, I guess. I'm looking forward to seeing some of this in the near future, and I want to thank you for explaining it all to us.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Duncan. Bye. Auf Wiedersehen. Bye.